Welcome all to Santa Barbara. I'm the David Gross, the director of this place. Just before we get started, just for my own information, how many of you have never been to the KITB before? Wow. So now you know what you've been missing, or you will know. So we've engaged with this community of X-ray science, attosecond science. Not sure, does it have a name? This community that... Okay. Modern AMO physics for some years now, and have run a sequence of programs which have been quite successful. We had great advice early on from Margaret Mernon, who is not who's going to be here today, I think. You are here, aren't you? So once again, I wanted to thank Margaret for really helping initiate this direction. I think this is the third program. First was yours, I think, that Tony ran on attosecond physics. And as a particle physicist, I find it to be a wonderful contrast to my field where, you know, the theorists are so far ahead of the experimentalists. We've been waiting, you know, 30 years for the instrument, which is now just beginning. Whereas in this field, the facilities and these incredible machines that you've now built and new techniques have just advanced at an amazing pace, enabling people to do things they dreamed of and to dream of things they haven't yet imagined. And the purpose of this workshop, I think, is exactly the purpose of this program that goes on for 6 or 8 weeks. It's 6 or 8, Robin. Six weeks is to mostly to stimulate theorists to think of new things that can be done with LCLS and other and other facilities that will undoubtedly, well, some are being built and some will, I just heard, are going to be proposed soon. So it's obviously makes sense, as we're doing, to start this program with a conference. To try to bombard the theorists with as much stimulation and questions as they can handle, which of course they will then completely solve and come up with new ideas in the next following 5 weeks. Anyway, it looks like great fun. So, few announcements. We have a willing and able staff labeled with badges, led by Jocelyn, who is behind you. And especially if you have any problems with parking, a nightmare at all UC campuses, including this one, Jocelyn will answer your questions. There are plenty of bathrooms down the hall to your left. There are men and women's, second floor, equal. Down this hall, right coming out of the door, there's a men's bathroom on this floor and a woman's bathroom on the second floor. All food is served in the courtyard, which is that way. And you should wear your badges, because you or somebody has paid for the food. The computer room is upstairs. If you don't have a computer, if you do have a laptop, you can just access KITP conf with no password. This room, I still haven't managed to put it in the Faraday cage, but as a speaker myself, it's very nice. Actually, this group is amazing. I look out, I see no open laptops. You're a very, very polite community. Or they're well hidden. Well, anyway, you get on to the Wi-Fi to KITP conf with no password. The other thing is that, you know, at the Institute, we record everything, all talks and discussion. So you'll all be recorded and videoed, and essentially the conference goes online in real time almost. So your colleagues, I mean, if you give a talk today, your colleagues can complain by email by tomorrow. Let's put it that way. But it really is important. You don't have to write any proceedings. The proceedings are what we record. But in order to do that, you have to send your PowerPoints or keynotes or whatever to the URL that's on your in your packet. Please do that. And when, during discussions, which should be a good part of the conference, try to get the mic circulating around, right, so that people can hear the questions. Or if that doesn't work, the speaker could just, you know, reiterate the question. Discussions are indeed a big part of what goes on at the KATP. We try to maximize. It's not a normal conference. A normal conference, most of you would be listening to me and say, oh, and then go out where to the halls where most of the interactions take place. KATP conference, the idea is that everyone's here. There's no point in going out because all the interesting stuff is happening in this room. So we try to schedule, and as you can see, the talks to be 30 minutes plus 15 minutes. Half, one-third of the time is set aside for discussions. So you should remember that when you're giving a 45-minute presentation. It means 15 minutes of discussion, and there's nothing illegal about, under the, if it makes sense intellectually, to interrupt the speaker or ask a question during the talk. I think that's all I wanted to say. So I'll turn the mic over to Tony.
Thank you. So I must say that as introduction to KITP, for those, so many of you have never been here, that when I organized a workshop on at a Second Science in 2006, it was difficult to get people to sign up for the minimum of three weeks that's required of theorists to come here. They said, what am I going to do? I should say that after 3 weeks, almost everyone said to me they wished they'd signed up for longer because of the informal interactions that take place here. So this is a very special place for theorists. So without further ado, let me introduce the first speaker, Joachim Ulrich. From the Max Planck Institute for Nuclear Physics in Heidelberg. And he is talking about time-resolved experiments with FELs towards the molecular movie.